Radio Daily for Halfway Day, the 11th day of January 2017. Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and how are you be? We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all kinds of places such as that. The folks that are bringing it to you today, sitting across from me, that there is Saucy.
It wasn't a total loss, sir. I was able to steal a wallet.
At the end of the day, as long as you're taken care of. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Why is she dressed like a women's studies major?
Well, it's for sensitivity purposes. Tell me what happened on this fine, fine day.
1898, A.E. Keith and the brothers John and Charles Erickson, employees of Almond Stroger, receive a patent for the rotary dial.
1902, Popular Mechanics magazine is published for the first time. They got five paying subscribers. It's a nickel a copy.
1935, Amelia Earnhardt takes off from Honolulu to become the first person to fly solo between Hawaii and California.
1960, the ACM/GAMM committee is convened with the mission of developing the first block structured programming language, ALGOL 60, it's called.
1973, the United Kingdom's Open University grants its first degrees to students whose curriculum consisted of courses transmitted over radio and television.
1976, the science fiction television series The Bionic Woman premieres on the ABC network with the episode Welcome Home, Jamie, Part 1.
2000, construction of the first segment of the China-US cable network, the first undersea fiber optic network cable between China and the US.
2001, researchers in Oregon announced that they have successfully produced the first monkey genetically altered to contain a jellyfish gene for fluorescence. Glowing monkeys.
2007, China destroys its Fangyuan-1C weather satellite launched in 1999.
Also in 2007, an episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County becomes the first complete television program ever to be legally posted to YouTube, just a few days before the second season premiere.
Matt Mullenweg is 33, co-created WordPress.
Rockman Dunbar is 44, from Earth 2, Prison Break, and Sons of Anarchy.
Amanda Peet is 45, from Jack and Jill, Whole Nine Yards, Identity, X-Files, I Want to Believe.
Kim Coles is 55, from In Living Color and Living Single.
No longer with us this day, 1872, G.W. Pierce invented the single-stage crystal oscillator circuit.
1885, Alice Paul, American suffragist, feminist, and women's rights activist, and the main leader and strategist of the 1910s campaign for the 19th Amendment.
1908, Lionel Strander, 1941, Cup in Transformers movie.
And 1912, Don Red Barry from Frankenstein, 1970. Orca and Dr. Dracula. I'd like to watch a couple of those tonight.
Tonight on ABC, new episode of The Goldbergs, Speechless, Modern Family, and Blackish.
On CBS, it's a new Undercover Boss, Criminal Minds, and Code Black.
On NBC, new Blind Spot and Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
On Fox, a new Lethal Weapon, followed by Star.
On the CW, new reruns of Arrow and Frequency.
On Freeform, it's I Love You, Beth Cooper.
Wahlburgers finale on A&E.
AMC show in The Dark Knight.
Tanked on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central, it's a new episode of the final season of Workaholics and Jeff and Some.
The Bourne Ultimatum on Cinemax.
FXX, it's new Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Man Seeking Woman.
Last Man Standing on CMT.
FXM is showing Purge Anarchy, and then they'll show Purge.
Vertical Limit on Stars.
IFC is showing Miami Vice, not the show, the movie.
Tonight on HBO, Old School.
BBC America showing Judge Dredd, not Dredd. Make sure you know the difference.
New Vikings on History Channel.
Spike TV for Guys is going to play some foosball, showing Waterboy.
Eyewitness on ID.
New Incorporated over on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Term Life on More Max.
Turner Classic Movies will be showing Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. See it with someone who never has.
Prison Woman on National Geographic.
TBS with a new Full Frontal.
Tonight on Stars, Miracles from Heaven.
The Science Channel has the premiere of Street Science, where they make it cool and hip for the youth of America.
Hoodlum on Showtime.
But we're watching Spike late tonight because a decorated Vietnam War veteran takes justice into his own hands when his best friend is murdered and the police are slow to solve the case. Tonight, Danny Trejo and Charles S. Dutton star in Badass.
No blasted lettuce today.
Well, no, indeed, of course not. Folks are still too stunned that it's actually the new year and we're back, or they're snowed into their houses and can't possibly go outside to send an email. If you ever tunnel out, please drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you. It'd be something fun to do. Until then, we'll hear from someone else.
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and their panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with a prestigious trope award. Find us at guiltyfilm.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Proceeding was a paid advertisement sponsored by Taters.
What? Taters?
Taters is a delicious meal found in your grocer's produce section.
GuiltyFilm.com.
Yeah! Woo! Hi, this is Corin Nimick from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. You're halfway day, hopefully. The sidewalk's clear to comic shop.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious books, tons of all kinds of books available today, including from 215 Inc., it's Dr. Crow number 1. Unrelenting otherworldly terrors lay hidden in the shadows of our world, but one man dare stands in the way. And the name of following, it's Dr. Victor Crow. He's a scientist and an expert on the occult, and there's going to be supernatural horrors and gruesome stuff.
Reggie and Me number 2 from Archie. There's a set of unspoken rules when it comes to dealing with Reggie Mantle. And the rules that were broken can easily get you on his bad side.
That sounds dark and twisted, actually. DC Comics, Justice League, Power Rangers, crossing over your two great franchises. Zack's flung to another universe. He's mistaken by a hero, well, a masked vigilante, who thinks he's a villain, you know, like all of these do. We'll see how Zords and stuff enter into it. And remember, Superman is vulnerable to magic.
Sons of Anarchy, Redwood, original number 6.
Over from Dynamite Entertainment, James Bond, Felix Leiter number 1. Felix gets to go on his own in Japan, tracking down a beautiful Russian spy from his past, but when the mission takes a turn for the worst, he'll discover there are more deadly secrets about Tokyo and beyond.
Gru, Freya the Gods, number 4, from Dark Horse.
From IDW Publishing, Dungeons & Dragons, Frost Giants, Fury, number 1. Mighty giants stir across the land with their crushing might, and nothing is safe. And you've got badly injured people after an encounter now lost in the frozen northern reaches of the Forgotten Realms. The Baldur's Gate heroes will be tested like never before.
Earth 2 Society, number 20, on the streets of New Metropolis, the Wonders battle the army of Sandmen.
Marvel Comics, Obi-Wan and Anakin, number 1, telling the story we've always wanted to know. Why did the guy hang out with that stupid, annoying kid?
Moonshine, number 4, from Image. The New York boss didn't get the warm southern welcome he wanted, so it's an all-out war. But one side has a werewolf.
Well, that changes things a little.
A lot.
Get Grandma Silver. From Titan Comics, Doctor Who, 11th, year 3, number 1. They could just say 11. That would make a lot more sense to me. The 11th Doctor starts his third year in his comic. He gets a fun little thing. Him and Alice, or that's his companion in the comic, seeking a fresh start after the stresses of last year's epic mystery and set off in search of strange new worlds with amazing new sights. And it's more Doctor Who. All the Doctors get new seasons for all the comics that they were doing, not every Doctor. Sorry, I've made a mistake of that. Go to your comic book shop. It makes more sense there.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The ESEA is an esports community. They do a Counter-Strike League. In late December, its security got breached huge, to the point that we're now learning that 1.5 million users were affected. All because a hacker demanded $100,000, or the hacker would do what the hacker did. They claim to have added, the hackers claim to have added 503,707 records to their database. They've said that 1.5 million users absolutely were affected by this. They did not pay this ransom, so if you are in the esports league, if you play video games professionally, people know a lot more about you. I hope you can live with that.
So Yahoo sold most of the company to Verizon, and the remainder of the company isn't going to be called Yahoo anymore. They've released today that it's going to be called Altaba.
Altaba?
Altaba. I don't know why. It sounds kind of dumb.
To see that, how was it spelled?
Altaba.
Altaba. Okay.
Altaba.
Altaba. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
No.
That's sad, dude. Like, most people's first experience with the internet, you know, with Yahoo.
Well, mine was AOL.
No, still. They copied from him. That's crazy. Old internet traditions dying. What are you going to do? Hopefully, internet traditions are cool. Hopefully, you have Amazon Prime, because Studio Ghibli has something coming out for us, and that's their animated show, Ranja the Robber's Daughter, will be coming. Based on the Astrid Lindgren book of the same name, it's directed by Hayao Miyazaki's son, Goro. It's the story of a thief's young daughter who befriends a rival's sons, linking the two opposite ideologies. The show debuted in Japan in 2014 to great acclaim, and it's not really ever made its way here, but now it will be, thanks to Amazon. It's so crazy. 26 episodes, less than a month away. The trailer looks amazing. Of course it does. You know, Miyazaki had something to do with it.
So, an asteroid roughly the size of a 10-story building gave Earth a particularly close pass Monday morning. It came within half the distance from the Earth and the Moon. They really didn't really see it coming. 3 days before it was on its way.
Wow.
I mean, 3 days before it was going to pass, that's when they saw it. They're supposed to be able to see these things.
Yeah, they can't. And that's why none of it ever really matters, because a big chunk of somebody's garbage thrown out of a spaceship is going to hit us and kill us all.
Let it come.
Well, that certainly took a dark turn. Do we need to have an intervention?
Yes.
All right. I guess, Mysticon, we need a saucy intervention panel. Cool. Reboots are all the rage, but damn it, I'm interested in this one. Running for 3 seasons in the early 80s on WTBS for 82 and 83 and one more year in syndication, Starcade, in which players competed on arcade machines while the host tried to explain what was going on. You had people who would answer video game trivia questions, and then they would play video games, sometimes ones you had never seen before, which kind of made it amazing. The 80s, it was all about arcades. It was a hugely insane thing. Jeff Edwards was the host, I know. They had another guy whose name I really don't remember, and I'm sorry, dude. I don't remember you, because you weren't Jeff. The big thing to it was you could win an actual arcade game out of the deal, and it somewhat weirdly legitimized video game playing. So Shout Factory, who's behind MST coming back and all kinds of other cool things, are going to be bringing back the show. They're doing what they're calling a retro boot of the series. The new version is going to have celebrities, esports professionals, and other pro gaming type people compete to see who is the top gamer on the planet. But if they're not doing it playing something like Burger Time, I don't know what the hell the point even is. GOD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 96.3.0 license. You can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a fun thing to do. Go get the app. It's beautiful. It's awesome. Does it kind of have an app up yet? I don't know, but somebody check with the scheduling. Remember, saucy intervention panel must happen. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss. Drop a note, podcast@geekradiodaily.com. That'll be fantastic. Grab a great one, and we will see you the next time that we do.
Welcome to Nerd School.
Nerd. Oops, dart in your neck.
That was great! A lot of fun! When do I get my check?
You are all weirdos!
Bim Nullabim! Be gone, coward! Fear my greatness!
This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match. Special match today, so don't go away. One of these two guys is going to have the opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. You players ready? Okay, let's go play Starcade. You got it! You got it! Way to go, Mark! Congratulations! 2 seconds to go and you nailed it! All right! Well, an exciting day here on Starcade. We got a bunch of exciting days coming up. This is Jeff Edwards. Hope to see you in the next Starcade. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking.
Starcade is a JM production, sweetie.